did you ever put 9-4 in your machine?
And I just got over here.
Did you ever put 9-4 and the tone in your machine?
Yes, in this one I did.
Answer, me or you one's a little bit noisy.
I did not put 9-4 on this radio. I did not put it on the Kenwood yet.
His answer to your first question was yes.
Guy wires are not a consideration, Steve, and since your tower has no load on it, as long as you're not doing it on a windy day, there's very little problem with getting in trouble with lowering your guys.
Okay, so this hazer, what does it do, run up and down on the inside of the tower?
The outside of the tower. It looks just about like a half section of tower. Is a good way to describe it. It's H-A-Z-E-R. Google it tonight.
Okay, I will, because I'm having trouble picturing how this thing would run up and down on the outside of the tower with the guy wires.
They don't interfere with its travel up and down the tower. You would just drop them vertically beside the tower while you were actually moving the hazer up and down. And if it wasn't a windy day and you still had three guys at the top, you would not have a problem.
Okay. All right. Well, that one I'd have to do a little bit of research on to visualize it, but, man, it sounds good.
Hey, David.
Not sure what you're talking about.
It's a thing that raises and lowers your tower, your rotator and beam, without having to tilt over your tower. But your beam has to be the same size, your tower has to be the same size all the way up. It can't graduate to smaller dimensions. But there's a guy in Wellington's had one for 50 years.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about now. I didn't know what it was called. Yeah, so it just rolls up the outside of the, I used to have a Roan antenna that it was all the same width and going up, and it was round on the corners, the three corners. It was a triangle. And, you could use something like that on it.
Yeah, I'm just kind of mulling over in my head how this thing could go up the outside of the tower if you've got guy wires on there. Because the guy wires attached to the outside legs of the tower, how's it going to slide past them?
That's a good question. I just know I know a guy that's got one. It's no problem, so I'm not sure exactly how he handles that.
Okay, yeah, that's why I said I got to do a little bit of research on that and see this thing just so I can visualize how that's working. Hey, David, if you're coming out Wade Hampton like I am, as you get to Edwards Road, looks like there's a bunch of red lights up here. I don't know what's going on. You might want to get in the right-hand lane.
Road. I'm headed out. There's an Ace Hardware out here, just past East North, and I avoid Edwards Road area like the plague because I hate going over those railroad tracks and the traffic and everything else. So I usually get on Rutherford a different way. But thanks for the heads up.
Yeah, looks like they've had a fender bender over here. They've got two large rescue unit trucks out. They've got several other things out. Oh, yeah, well, goodness gracious, they could crank that one up and drive it out of the way. So two out of three lanes of Wade Hampton are now blocked off going back towards town. I hope that doesn't affect you, Tom.
I'm going out the back way of Target, heading north.
Right. Spell that one more time, Phil. H-A-Z-E-R, is that right? You KN4 VWA. You still there?
Call or something.
Yeah, must have. Well, I think he said that was H-A-Z-E-R, so I'm going to look that up when I get back to the house. That's interesting. But at the money that guy's asking for that tower, I think I'd pass on that one.
Okay. Well, I missed mine, but, you know. Well, I just went by Bill Wilcox's old house.
In Kingsgate.
On, I think that was his name. Bill, oh, I'm sorry. Not Bill Wilcox. Billy Wright.
Oh, yeah, you're right there in that curve. You know, hey, Earl McDowell used to live right down there on the right, just down there on that flat across from that Catholic church.
It's the music at the church, the Catholic church there. Alan Reed, he went to Eastside, and we sang in the chorus at Eastside, singing Christmas Tree together, toured together with the tree and went to Mars Hill together. And then Billy Wright, I dated his wife and his wife's sister.
KN4VWA, you dated Carol?
I was at North Greenville. I dated her, and then her sister came up one weekend, and that was terrible. I was a terrible person. I broke up with Carol and started dating her sister. That was just really low.
You scumbag. Well, hey, Bill and Carol are still together and live down at Hopkins, South Carolina, just out from Columbia, and he's got real bad heart problems now.
Just, we just friended each other on Facebook the other day, and he was telling me about it, and I can't remember what he said he had done, but he just had something done that was supposed to help out with the situation, and he said he was doing better. So I hope it does help.
Yeah, I talk to him from time to time. I gotta give the boy a call, see how he's doing. But he was a big time supervisor in prison reform. He ran all the sheet metal shops at CCI down in Columbia for the longest time.
Well, don't tell him I dated his sister. I mean, his wife. he doesn't want to hear it, and I'm sure she doesn't want to. Oh, me. I tell you. Yeah, we toured the old CCI when I was in high school. I sat in the electric chair.
Explain a lot. Well, listen, there's another TA out there in front of Lowe's, just in case that affects anybody. Tom, do you hear that? You still in there?
But I am turning off of North Rutherford onto 101.
All right. Well, tell you what, I am probably going to go back to the house and look up that hazer that Bill was talking about. And I want to fill back in there. W4NGU, KN4VWA.
Yep.
Punching out. I'm checking out. KV4CBA.
Here we go. This thing done switched on me again. You still there, Tom?
Yep. Going north on 101, passing Lee Cunningham Fire Department. Woo-hoo!
Well, so have you ever heard of that hazer?
What's a hazer?
Never mind. It's a thing that goes up the outside of the frame of a tower to raise and lower a antenna.
Jim Pope?
There, tell us. You know, you seem to know what he's talking about.
Yes.
Font of knowledge. Gary, tell us what a hazer is.
A hazer is just a trolley, so to speak, that fits on the outside of the antenna, on the outside of the tower. You mount your antenna and your rotator on the hazer, and you raise it up and lower it down, just like it was on a little trolley. That's the way it works.
How does it get past the guy wires?
Wires on the, you don't go up at about 40 feet with a hazer.
Okay, so it's not capable of going up above 40 foot then?
Capable of going on up higher, but there again, you've got to figure in the wind load of what's on your taser, on your hazer. You've got a big antenna array. You get up there and the wind load will, if the wind's blowing pretty hard, it could bend your tower or whatnot, and then it would get stuck. There's people that have gone on up, you know, 60, 70, 80 feet with a hazer, but they don't leave their antennas up all the time. When they want to use them, they'll raise it up, and then if the wind's not blowing, and then they'll lower it back down.
Well, that means that they guy it at the top and don't worry about the middle then, do they?
The guy it at the top, or they can, but you'd have to bring your antennas up between the two guy wires, or two of the guy wires, which would work if the elements aren't too long.
Does the hazer get past the guy wire connections on the tower?
It doesn't. If you got guy wires on the tower, the hazer would run into them. Say, for instance, you put up a 100-foot tower and guide it at the top. You could raise your antenna up maybe 75, maybe 80 feet, depending on the length of the elements. And then basically the antenna rotates kind of around the tower, so to speak. It's not really around the tower, but that's the way that works. But you just, most people don't put any guys on it. They just, they don't go up that high.
That right there explains a lot then for me. Okay, so in other words, the top of the hazer really doesn't clear the top of the tower.
It stops there at the top or just below the top of the tower, and then your mast goes, you know, like I said, your rotator and your antennas are mounted on the hazer, and you raise it up, and of course the mast takes the antenna on above the top of the tower.
Yeah, but that's got to put some serious torque on the very top of that tower. You know what?
Depends on what kind of antennas and stuff you're going to put up there. If you put up an array like I've got, there would be too much without guying it somewhere. I would have to put up, say, 100 feet of run 25, you know, a straight tower. You can't use an HDBX like you and I have that are tapered. The hazer wouldn't ride up through there. So you have to use a straight tower.
Yep, I know it. I understand the concept now. All right. How do you spell that thing? H-A-Z-E-R?
I spell it.
Well, I just got a little bit of an education then. I'm going to go look that thing up online and, you know, see what it's like, what it looks like anyhow. All right. Well, I'm headed back to the Hacienda Boys. I did real good. Gary, I did real good on my station today. I got that amp fired off, and I got my first DX contact over in Northern Ireland.
Fire for?
Yuck, 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 yuck. Which one are you, Mo or Curly?
Well, I've talked all over everywhere, and I very rarely turn my amplifier on. I've got one. The best DX contact I've made there, Steve, was I was on the way to work one morning in the truck, and a fella told me that Antarctica was on a certain frequency, and I dialed it in on my mobile and talked to him mobile. Antarctica with less than 100 watts, so I don't know. I don't think you need to run all that power.
I'm still making
double. Go ahead, Tom.
That doesn't leave a gap there. But I said, yeah, I've got an amp that's been sitting in the floor for 2 years. I hadn't even hooked it up yet. I'm still making my contacts barefoot.
Hey, he's also got a tower up there that's never been up.
One thing, his wire's working real good.
But I'd like to know where you get your information from. I ain't got no tower.
Well, you told me you had a tower up there. Said you were going to mount it in the back of your pickup truck.
W2 T-Mobile.
Oh, now there goes the neighborhood.
Wait, when you got on. And I know why you used AMP, just so you could say you did.
Is yours rusty?
I don't use mine very often. Only when I've got a pile up I want to break through. Most of the time I'm running 100 watts like I am right now.
What do I have to get into the repeater?
Right now I'm in the mobile and I'm running, I think it's on 15 watts right now. So, and my amp's in the shop anyway, so until I get the parts up to the guy that's going to fix it, I don't have an amp and haven't had one for 3 weeks now.
Jump on out of here, guys. Y'all have fun at it. KB4, CBA, David, if you're still there, good luck with that metal detector, bud. Let me know how it does. KZ4M, KI4DUS, WE2D, y'all have a good afternoon. KN4, VWA, clear.
Out here. There he goes, changing your call, Gary. He put a U in it instead of an O. Oh, well, good afternoon to you. See you later, Steve. And hello, Dave, if you're still out there, and Gary and Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, in 0TR. How'd you know I was here?
Guess who?
I knew he was talking to you. We just got in the truck, though, but I'm clairvoyant.
Straighten this mess out.
Well, mate, Rusty, you know better than that. And Tom in 0TR, he don't get on the phone very often. About the only time he gets on phones when he's on 2 meters. He's over there with that CW key most of the time.
I have you know, I talked to ZS6CCY for a little bit last night on 40-meter sideband, Gary.
Hey, you didn't get on it at all there, Tom. I just said you didn't use it much.
Well, that's a fact. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, running around out here, found out I needed a couple of brackets to put a shelf up. Thought I had a pair, but don't, so I'm going to run up to the Lowe's. Went by my post office box and picked up 3 more QSL cards and everything. So we got school out here and traffic and all of that stuff. So standing here and y'all and trying to stay dry as I sit in the car, so, you know, and this, I feel for this guy out here that's directing traffic, this sheriff's deputy. It's kind of wet out there. Of course, it was kind of snowy this morning, and did you get any of that snow, Gary?
It snowed over here a little bit, Rusty. Didn't get any accumulation or anything, but we enjoyed watching it come down for a little while, and then it changed over to rain, and it's been raining ever since, so. Oh, well, that's the way it is. I was hoping we'd get a good one, but it didn't happen this time.
Still there? I'll pick it up. Well, we had snowflakes bigger than dimes, not quite as big as a quarter. And it sort of covered the ground for a few moments, but it was really neat to see. I sent an email to my buddy up in Kansas and asked him what this white stuff was. He said they had enough of that last week. Well, it's good to hear you, Gary. Yeah, the computers never cease to amaze me. I saw that guy on the tour of Zed, and so I thought, well, I'll go see if he's there. I was just mainly sitting there with Bernice watching the old cowboy movie and trying to stay awake. And, guys, he sounded like the local broadcast station, so I give a call out, and he says, well, hello, Tom. I haven't talked to you in 2 years, like I knew him like the back of my hand, which I don't, but I had talked to him two other times. But, you know, they key it into a computer, and they know who you are instantly. Go ahead, Gary.
Another time out, that's good, Tom. I'm glad you got to talk to him on the phone for a change. That was probably a pretty good change. I've been sitting here monitoring the CW portion of the bands and trying to get my speed up. My grandson's about to kill me with that. So I got some more listening and practicing to do, like I said, but he's 13, and he picks it up a whole lot quicker than I do.
I'm sorry I missed you.
Rob, I'm respecting my elders. Oh, man. Now I'm finally getting some of these eggheads to get out of the road from in front of me, and I should be destinating here in about 2 minutes. So I'm just going to go ahead and say farewell to you guys. Try to stay dry and be careful out there motoring around. And I'll catch y'all a little bit later. 73 KZ4M Mobile is going to be clear.
Stay dry, Tom. We'll talk to you later. W2T, go ahead, Tom.
Roger. Be safe there, Thomas. And do something out of character. I couldn't be nice all the way, Gary. I missed Steve there a while ago. There is an HU-1 something or other, NL or something like that. It's a German D-Expedition working CW. I worked him on 4080 and I think 160 last night. I wasn't too sure of that when he come back awful fast on CW. And he's been on today on 20 and 40 and 15, Gary. I know, it's like a hop, skip, and a jump. It's only in El Salvador, but it is a German de-expedition, so I have not been on the radio hardly at all this summer and very little this winter, so I went ahead and worked him, and if he's still there later today, well, I'll go back and see if I can connect on a couple of other bands, but I was afraid my CW would be going by the wayside. Hi. KI4DOS and 0TR.
Well, the other, Tom, is almost destinated. Now, when you get home, get in there and put your station back together. You told me that you had it all torn apart, and I'm in the process of tearing mine apart. I'm reworking it again. But I'm still going to have the radio hooked up, so I'll still be able to talk. But, N0TR, Tom, if you don't use CW much, it kind of slides away from you a little bit, but it don't take you long to get back into it once you get in there and start playing with it. But like I said, that 13-year-old grandson of mine, he's putting me to shame. I don't know. He can send and receive faster than I can, but that's a good thing. I'm just glad he's interested in it.
With it, Gary, and give your grandson a big thumbs up for that. And and off. I was playing around with CW last night. Actually, I was on 160 CW the other night on a net and worked about seven people, which was nice. And I still don't try to send with a key because you don't want to try to copy me. I'm miserable, lousy. And my reading speed is getting better. It's still not up there where I want it to be, but I'm still working at it. So I was reading a guy that was doing 5 words a minute the other night, so I did get him, copy him with no problem. But some of these others, I'm still not there yet. And, you know, it's just working at it. And that white stuff this morning, I got a good cover on the ground. I had some big flakes at my house, some that were as big as a quarter, Tom. So I saw some big ones this morning. And I was supposed to go up to Phil Florig's place up in Triumph, and I'd watched a couple of idiots already sliding on the road out here where I live, and it wasn't much coming down yet, and it came down hard for about 30 minutes at my house. So I called Phil and said, I'll be up Sunday, maybe, Sunday afternoon. He said, well, Super Bowl, I said, so. But, you know, I'm not interested in either team. I might get there in time for the halftime so I can watch the halftime show, or I'll record enough of it I can get the commercials. That's what I like to watch anyway. WU2T Mobile for another, possibly one more round. Go ahead, Tom.
Roger. Well, the only way you learn is by doing, Rusty, so I'd find somebody like Tom or that's a neophyte and just learning and practice with him. Ariel and I used to do that, and we just talk about what went on during the day and family and things like that. Nothing in particular. That's harder to copy than 599, and once you know what the call sign is on that frequency by looking it up on a 2RZ or something, makes it too easy. But yeah, I worked some of that 160 contest the other night. I never submit to it or anything, but I think I worked, oh, I don't know, 40 or 50, just trying to hear the calls with my ear and give them some points. But Gary, I think that is just fabulous, your grandson wanting. I wish mine were. All I want to do is sit there with a set of headphones on, playing these stupid video games or playing with their phone, like all the rest of the kids in this world. So congratulations, man. You deserve a lot there, and I wish they'd show some interest in that. I've showed them before, but no joy on the interest. Well, we're here to return a package to Kohl's. It's a curtain rods that I ordered wrong, that the website wasn't too clear on. It was on Amazon, but I reordered the right thing, and in a couple of days we'll get the other ones. And Bernice is happy, so we'll take these in there. I don't like to take things back. That's only the second thing I've ever taken back to Amazon, but they make it really easy. And you bring it to Kohl's and just have it in the box, and they take care of everything. Yeah, great to hear you. And talk to you later. Stop up by the house sometime. Give me a phone call. I don't know if you got my phone number or not, but if you don't, I'll give it to you. But I'm going to clear. I'll send it over to, see who's next, Rusty? Rusty. And then back to you, Gary. Send 0TR.
Not just fine, because I just pulled in a parking place here at Lowe's, and I need to go inside and find these shelf brackets. Got the shelf for it, but I don't have any brackets, so I got to go get some brackets. Could talk to both of you later. Gary, good to hear you on here, and you get a chance to talk to you. Don't get to hear you very often, but enjoyed it. And Tom, we'll catch both of you later. Y'all be careful. If you're out there on the road, be careful. W2T. Go ahead, Gary.
I'm talking with you, and hopefully I'll hear you on the sideband there tonight. In the meantime, you take care. Have a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you later. And Tom, I do not have your phone number. If you want to give it to me, that would be fine. I'll write it down and put it in my phone. That way I'll have it. But I do want to get up there and see you. I hadn't been up that way. I told you. I've been telling you and Bernice both that I'd love to come up there. I just haven't been doing any of that. So now's a good time while the garden's not coming in. So maybe I can get up there in the next little bit. But sorry you got to return something, but that happens every once in a while. And I'm glad you're getting all that taken care of. Go ahead there, Tom.
Roger, you ready to copy, Garrett?
Ready to copy.
864-434-2798, QSL. 4798. Roger. Now, you want to throw me yours? Bernice got a pin here, and I'll put it in my phone. That way I know who's calling.
64-567-1101.
QSL-567-1101. Got her in there, Gary. I'll put it in my phone. Oh, glad to hear you today. And it is a miserable day out here, but not complaining. We ain't pushing up daisies from the root side. The girls are doing well. They're starting to lay again, finally. Slowly but surely. Oh, I got to give you the tip of the day. Reference chickens. Bernice read this. If you give them some cornmeal and mix in some cayenne pepper, they don't have a tongue, so it don't bother them. But it makes them start laying better. She read that. Where at, Bernice?
I don't know. Hi, Gary.
I don't have any chickens anymore, Tom. Mine, the last one passed away, and I haven't replaced them yet, but Joy's talking about redoing the chicken coop, making it bigger, and relocating it a little bit, so we'll have to wait and see in the next little bit what's going on. But nothing like those good fresh eggs.
Roger. Well, come over and look at our setup. I think it's pretty nice. And the chickens seem to like it. But I never heard of that, cayenne pepper and cornmeal. But you know, we give it to the big white one, just loved it. 2 days later, she laid an egg, and she ain't laid in the last 3 or 4 months.
They don't like cold weather. They don't like to lay in cold weather. Ours always slowed down when it started getting cold. But when they had a first few good warm spring-like days, they started laying like crazy, unless they were molting, and of course they don't lay when they're doing that. But like I said, we're planning on getting some more, but I hadn't decided to. Well, I'm gonna wait and see where she wants the chicken coop to be moved to first, because that's gonna be a lot of work. But I'll get it all done.
Roger. Have you still got that email address of the chicken man up at Flat Rock? I highly recommend him because you get all hens.
Got it. I got it. Got it bookmarked even in my computer there, so I could go back to it. Put a bookmark on it. When we get ready, I'll give him a buzz and ride up there and pick some up. My brother-in-law and my sister live in Hendersonville. That's where they get their chickens.
Roger. He's a nice man. His name is spelled like all men in the Bible. Amon or Almond, you can call him either one. And a really nice fella. And he'll send out an email with the breeds and that are available probably not too long from now. And they're 8 weeks old. And we never got a rooster in the bunch. And if you do, he'll exchange it for you. And I don't want no roosters. Anyway, Gary, it's still raining out here. I'll let you go, good buddy, and talk to you later. And the pleasure's all mine. 73, KI4DOS, and 0TR.
You and Bernice, y'all be careful out there on these wet roads. Good talking with you, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoy it there, young man. N0TR, KI4DOS.